Welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. With me on the phone right now, very pleased to have Paula Kaiser-Van Dam, who is the Executive Director of the Michigan Community Service Commission. Welcome, Paula.
Thank you for having me, Cheryl.
Thank you. Now, the reason we wanted to speak with you today is your agency is very busy, and I think we're going to have a lot of opportunities to talk in the future. But specifically today, the census numbers that came out for Michigan yesterday were disappointing, and to different agencies for different reasons. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But first, if you could give us an overview of what the Michigan Community Service Commission is all about.
Sure. We are a state agency. We're part of the Department of Human Services, and our mission is really to promote and expand service and volunteerism throughout the state.
And you serve as a liaison with the governor's office. Am I right about that?
That is correct, yes.
And in terms of that, and you also on a national basis as well.
Correct. We receive federal funding, and we provide grants through these federal dollars to nonprofit organizations and entities and communities to create specific types of volunteer programs.
Okay. And in relation to the census numbers, I guess it helps to backtrack and say, where does the funding come from for the Community Service Commission?
Majority of our money comes from a federal agency called the Corporation for National and Community Service.
Uh-huh. Now, we had just a moment to speak before we went on the air. Your budget for this last year was where?
So we'll have we will receive about $10 million this year from the corporation, and about half of that we received based on a formula that's based on the population of our state.
Now, and the allocation of the funds comes from a formula as well?
Correct. And some of the funding that we do receive is based on that, formula that's based on the state's population.
So these census numbers become quite important to a commission and agency like yours.
That is correct. So, for example, one of the largest volunteer program that we administer is called AmeriCorps, and it's often likened to a domestic Peace Corps program where people do a year of service, and in exchange for their year of either full or part-time service, they receive a small stipend while they're doing it, but then at the end they receive money to go to college, repay student loans, pursue education beyond high school. And so because of the census numbers, we will actually see a cut to that funding. So for example, this year, if we took $1 million cut to that pot of money, that would equate to something like 75 individuals not being able to do a year of full-time service in communities across Michigan. And although that might not seem like a lot, but when you begin to think about that each of those members would provide the equivalent of 1,700 hours of service to an organization or a community or a school, the amount of work and in issues that get addressed through that time while they're serving in those organizations is tremendous. So it will have a significant impact to nonprofits and communities across the state.
Some of the money, of course, you get through grants as well. You are writing grants all year round, or submitting grants?
We submit grants to the corporation, and some of that is based on a competitive process. And we do that at different times throughout the year, depending on the funding source and the grant opportunity. And then we're notified whether or not we've been successful.
Okay. Is there a deadline? I heard that there's maybe in January of this next year you'll be working to get some of these grants submitted to find out a little better where you're going to be, what position you're going to be in?
Correct. We will submit some of our AmeriCorps grants for a competitive pot of money in January, and then we'll be notified in May what was supported, and then we'll have an opportunity then in June to submit the things we'd like to see funded through our formula-based AmeriCorps dollars, which is based on our state population.
I guess I just get the feeling that you might, as an agency, be peddling a little bit faster looking for these dollars with these census numbers.
Well, I think what that means is we've got to ensure that in the submissions that we make in January for that competitive pot of money, we have to ensure we're submitting, you know, some of the best applications in hopes that obviously we fare better in the competitive pot of money so that if we do take a loss in our formula pot of money, we're able to make up some of that loss by leveraging more of the competitive dollars. But, you know, there's no guarantee of that, right? I mean, it's a competitive process, and you can't control that in any way, shape, or form. So,
we talked also just for a moment about the omnibus bill. So, from the starting point, you're still not sure what your budget will be for 2011 to begin with, besides the census numbers, and not sure where you might take a hit on that.
That is correct. Correct, because the Senate did not pass the omnibus bill, and we're still now operating under the continuing resolution that now goes through, you know, beginning of March of 2011. We still don't have a final sense of, you know, what the figures will be for 2011.
Some of the different organizations, volunteer organizations that you kind of are the umbrella over, could you tell me about some of those organizations that people might know in our own community?
Sure. So some organizations, for example, where AmeriCorps members are serving this year would be local Habitat for Humanity affiliate chapters across the state. We have members serving in Red Cross chapters across the state, helping address some of the issues around disaster and the response to disasters in their local communities. We have individuals placed in through a network of or agencies addressing homeless issues. So it could be shelters, it could be other homeless-related agencies across the state as well. In addition, we have members placed in school districts. So, for example, Detroit Public Schools has a number of members placed there through City Year and the Communities and Schools AmeriCorps program. So there'll be a whole host of not local organizations that will be impacted by the census numbers and the cut that we'll take as a result of that.
So I'm getting the sense that you promote, of course, a culture of volunteerism, and you do that by providing resources, not only resources, but support as well. Is there support in training, obviously, the individuals that are in the programs?
Correct. Yes, we provide that, and then part of the grant dollars that we give is also able to be used to provide training and support to these individuals who are doing a year of service.
What about events in the community or throughout the state? Are there events that people
sure.
can get involved in?
Sure. For example, January, and January is Martin Luther King Day. You know, it's a national holiday, but in honor of Martin Luther King and all that he represented, probably 5 or so years ago, they began to look at it as a day of service in addition to a day of honoring him. And so there are lots of opportunities where people can log on and try to figure out a great opportunity in their community where they can serve on that particular day.
Obviously, volunteering adds to the quality of life of the volunteer as well as those who are helped by this. We've got about a minute left. If you could comment on that idea from your point of view.
Absolutely. I mean, we hear it all the time that the volunteer gets just as much, if not more, out of the experience than the individual who's being served or the organization that's being served. So, you know, there's lots of opportunities. People can go to www.serve.gov to find out. They can punch in their zip code and find out about local volunteer opportunities in their community. They can also sort by specific areas of interest. So if you want to serve youth or you want to serve the environment, they can do that as well. But there are lots of benefits to volunteering, not only the impact that you can make, but there's now research is citing the health benefits associated with volunteering and for the volunteers. So there are lots of reasons to do it, not to mention, obviously, the sheer need that we have in our state right now and the role that volunteers could play in helping address some of those key issues for us.
Well, very good, Paula. I know I pulled you away from some holiday family events, so I will let you get back to those this evening. My pleasure to speak with you, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Paula Kaiser Van Dam, Executive Director of Michigan Community Service Commission, and we'll be right back with more Fritz and Friends, myself and Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS.